This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans urged to get regular health checkups, Costa Ricans to learn from Jamaica's local government system, and JAS to establish Marketing Information Center. The news in detail after the break.
Now hear this. If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to LAMP and brighten your future. LAMP makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
LAMP.
Now the news. The Heart Foundation of Jamaica HFJ is encouraging more persons to get regular checkups, which could identify and treat potential health problems at an early stage. Executive Director of the HFJ, Deborah Chen, says the latest health and lifestyle survey has revealed that a number of Jamaicans have some form of undiagnosed chronic illness. She says 25% of Jamaicans surveyed have high blood pressure, while 8% are diabetic. Additionally, 65% of female respondents and 38% of males surveyed are obese.
My message would be to get screened. You cannot know your risk unless you know your numbers. And remember that food should be your medicine. And if you don't find time for health, then you sure will find time for sickness.
Mrs. Chen was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. February is being observed as Heart Month under the theme, Sugar, Are You Too Sweet? Healthy Eating for a Healthy Heart. Jamaica will be helping Costa Rica to establish a local government system by facilitating visits by Costa Rican government officials to familiarize themselves with our local parish council and municipal system. This was agreed during bilateral talks involving Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and the President of Costa Rica, Luis Guillermo Solis Rivera, during the third summit of heads of government of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. President Solis says Costa Rica has been lagging behind many other countries with regards to the absence of a strong local government system, while noting that Jamaica is seen as a country with a good track record in this area. Mrs. Simpson-Miller used the opportunity to provide an overview of the local government system in Jamaica. She says while Jamaica has not accomplished all of its objectives in relation to local government, the efforts at strengthening the system are ongoing, including the Local Government Reform Bill, now before Parliament. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the renovation of the dairy unit at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education CASE is an indication that the government is fulfilling its duty to fully equip learning institutions. The government has provided $12.2 million in grant funding to the institution for renovation of its dairy unit under an agreement signed between the college and the Ministries of Agriculture and Education. Reverend Thwaites says the renovation will contribute greatly to the success of students.
I hope that within a very short period of time, the College of Agriculture at Pasla Gardens will become a profitable institution, producing enough food to feed yourselves. The Ministry of Education looks forward to the day when we do not have to provide hundreds of millions of dollars to CASE as establishment and upheld costs, but rather that that same money can be invested in CASE because additional productive excellence is in fact taking place.
The agreement for financial support was signed between the college and the Ministries of Agriculture and Education. And a marketing information center is being established to link farmers with customers in real time. The center is being established by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and includes the development of a software platform. The platform is being developed by a consortium of software engineers from the Mona School of Business. It will allow farmers to post a listing of produce they have available so buyers can respond and complete transactions.
I'd like to thank Minister Paulwell through the Universal Service Fund, who provide us with a grant of $10 million to establish a farmers' call center, which will provide a platform for agricultural marketing for our farmers. This will be supported by some 270 computers from the government of Korea.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. He was making his contribution to the State of the Nation debate in the Senate recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.